Well, Carl, this is a unique question for sure. I mean, like, I would say that, you know, the child is going to be different, not just physically, but even personality-wise, because it uses the genetic makeup from both parents, right? So had it been, you know, say, Carl and somebody else, it would take the personality of Carl and that other person, not necessarily Carl and, you know, someone else, right? So it's from the two parents involved, not necessarily from personality waiting to be just kind of plunked into whatever happens to be combined. God is constantly making new people. We know that. There doesn't seem to be like this sort of set number from what I can tell. I mean, like, ultimately one day God is going to stop making people when, you know, the end of time happens,
right,
and judgment happens. But until that time, God is still making people every day. And scripture doesn't really give an indication on when this really is going to happen. God knows who is going to be born. I mean, like, he knits us together in our mother's womb, as it says in Psalm 139:17. You know, for you created me in my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. So, you know, he knows who's going to be who. You know, he's not going to be guessing, you know, okay, who's coming out this time? You know, he knows.
Yeah.
You know, he actually planned it. So, you know, take heart that way, that there is a purpose for every person that comes.
Amen.